appreciate your time today. 2014 ACC Coach of the Year, and entering his eighth season at Georgia Tech. With 165 wins, ranks ninth all-time among FBS, or ninth among active FBS coaches. So, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll take questions now. Go ahead, Rob.
We've heard some different assessments of how things went in the scrimmage today from the players. What is your assessment?
It looked like a first scrimmage. There was some good, some bad. We ran 109 plays. Everybody played. There was one turnover in 109 plays. That's a positive. The defense had some positives. You know, I thought it went about like you'd think. Maybe it was a little disappointed with a veteran offensive line. I think they had 5 penalties in the first 6 series. You know, those kind of things. That's. But all in all, we've been the past 3 days is about what I thought.
Any injury updates or anything like that? Anyone get banged up?
I don't think anybody hit anybody hard enough today to hurt anybody. I think it came out. I don't think we had any injuries in the scrimmage.
For the last couple of days.
Yeah, we've got a couple in the last couple of days. We're evaluating Nathan Cottrell. I think he's the only one that's serious. The rest are just bumps and bruises.
At this point, kind of in practice, have you seen anything from any of the B-backs that you've liked, any of the young guys in particular catching your eye there, Marcus or Mikel?
Well, we'll talk about it as a staff later on this afternoon. I thought Marcus Marshall did some good things today. He's caught my eye in camp a little bit. You know, we've got a bunch of guys competing, and we may end up sliding 1 or 2 of them out at A-back. We just got to talk about it. We moved Matthew Jordan out to A-back yesterday. So, you know, we're still looking for some guys out there.
Coach, always a trademark of your teams is to run the ball, and obviously they do that very well. But they've also, last year especially, protected Justin really well. Just talk about the offensive line, how much pride you take in their ability to keep him from getting hit.
Well, I think you got to give them some credit, and you also got to give Justin some credit. He's hard to hit. You know, he scrambles around, he's hard to hem up, and he makes it a little bit easier to pass protect. You lose your guy, and a lot of times they can't get him. You know, that needs to be a strength of our team. Those guys have played, and they need to play like it. They need to practice like it, whatever. We need to see more leadership out of that group than what we're getting right now.
What are the things you've been looking for with Broderick? It's not his return.
You know, I think when Broderick got hurt last year, he was playing his best football of his career. He started to, he became really valuable as a ball carrier. I think Rod's always had to work at trying to do some of the other things well. But just be consistent, get him back to where he was, because he was really a weapon right at the time he got hurt. He's got great speed. He was breaking a lot of tackles. And hopefully we can get him back to that.
Regarding Matthew Jordan moving, what were the factors in moving him?
We probably weren't going to be the starting quarterback. So, you know, we're just trying to give him a chance to get on the field and play. And clearly some young guys are going to play there. They have to. So he understands the offense. He's a tough, physical guy. He's a good runner. So we'll go him out there and see if he can adjust and, you know, let him learn the position, and then he can still compete to be the third quarterback. But that's what he was going to be. So your third team, there's no use to keep you buried there. If you're a pretty good player, we'll give you a chance to get on the field.
We've heard a lot of different players just commending the competition of this team and some of your young freshmen. Are you seeing the ones, maybe one one of the more competitive teams you've had in the last couple of years?
Well, maybe in some spots. There might be a competition in mind, probably not the same right now. But I think the freshman class has some really good athletes in it. A lot of them are lost, like you would expect the first week of practice. But I think that the older guys can kind of see the potential and see the athleticism. And, you know, there's several of those guys going to have to play, especially offensively in the skill position.
Can you talk a little bit about Brad Stewart? Justin brought him up today as another guy that kind of caught his eye today again.
He really adjusts to the ball. He's got great ball skills. He's got good feet. I think his challenge is to become a little more physical to make that transition, but we're excited about him. He's everything I thought he was. He's a good athlete.
You talked about last year's defense. It's opportunistic. There's a opportunity to improve and yards per play and scoring efficiency. What are some things you're doing this year to help improve in those areas?
Well, I think that there's, you know, we always work on ball disruption stuff. We try to concentrate on third down. We did it last year. There's nothing new. I don't have a magic wand to change the way we play. We just got to play better. And, you know, we got more experience over there. You got guys that a little more depth. Guys got to make plays, and we got to get off the field on third down. If you improve your third downs, you're going to improve the rest of it because you're not out there. So, you know, that's something we focused on. We talked a lot about. We practice it every day, third downs. We tried to highlight third downs today in the scrimmage. I talked to them in the team meeting about third downs. I mean, but, you know, there's not something that just all of a sudden we pulled out of the air and said, okay, this year we're going to practice this way on defense. You know, I mean, guys got to make plays.
Tyler Marcardes was talking about just that he felt like the defensive line was keeping him clean, or the linebackers clean in practice and the scrimmage. What did you see out of the line this morning in the scrimmage?
Offense or defense?
Defensive line.
That was like a first scrimmage. You know, Adam Gossis is a good player. He makes plays. I think Jabari's quick, although he did some things that will get you killed against better people. Didn't see anything that stood out.
With Jabari back on the field and that line having a lot more depth, I know it's kind of, quote, Ted side of the ball, so you guys, you pretty much offense and defense.
But I might be surprised about that if you really knew.
As you look at what they might be able to give you as far as having more bodies over there and maybe getting the ball back even, you know, getting the ball back for the offense, I mean, does it give you some reason for optimism?
Well, I think that we need to be better over there. I mean, we've got guys that are returning. We've said that all along. I think Ted would tell you that. You got more depth. Like I said, towards the end of the year, we became more aggressive and we created some turnovers. But we still, you know, we won the Orange Bowl by 2 touchdowns. We also set an Orange Bowl record for passing yards against us in total yards. So, I mean, there's you can't live like that forever. And I think everybody understands that, and you know, it starts with third down, and it starts with just being more consistent. We got 8 starters back. You get Jabari and Kendarius back. Kendarius was out today. I think we've got some of those young defensive ends that can help us play. There might even be a freshman in the group that can help. So Francis Callen does some good things. I just watched the tape. I mean, at times he does good things, and then at times he stands up and gets driven straight back. But you can see the potential there because he does do it sometimes. So I think we just got to be better. And when it comes down to it, you can talk about it until you're blue in the face. You got to see it. You know, we got to do it on the field.
And there any more you can say about Nate's injury, whether...
Yeah, he's hurt. He didn't play today. Serious, I doubt he'll play next Saturday either.
Is it possible he might play after that?
Well, you know, I tend to let the doctors tell me what it is before I tell you guys. So, you know, I'd hate to jump out and tell you he's got X, Y, and Z when I haven't talked to any of the doctors yet or whatever, and they haven't told me. His mom and dad probably frown upon that, too. If I told you he was something, then it was something else.
Playing quarterback in any system is a process. When did you first see that Justin was grasping things to the point where he could become not only a playmaker but a leader?
I think he got better every game last year. He was like our football team. Early in the year, he was okay. He's always had a good skill set. I mean, he's all, you know, you don't teach fast and quick, and he's got a quick release and that kind of thing. He's competitive. That's kind of comes in eight. But I think as he got more comfortable, you could see he made more plays, and when he got healthy, completely healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had a lot of experience around him a year ago. We had a lot of, you know, we had two wide receivers that ran NFL camps that were good players. We had a good group of A-backs who, while maybe they weren't burners or whatever, they all had played a lot. They understood the speed of the game. They knew their assignments. They knew how to change things. And so it enabled him to come along a little bit and get better each week, and that he did. You know, at times he would be the first to tell you he probably didn't play particularly well this morning. Now, his particularly not well is still better than, but for him and his standard, I think when he watches the tape, he's going to be upset with the way he threw the ball a little bit, that kind of thing. But that's why he's a good player, because he's pretty critical of himself and that. He's got a good understanding of what we're going to do, and he's going to have to make plays over it.
How has Marcus Allen done so far?
Well, today's the first scrimmage we've had, so he's probably, I don't know, he may have played 40 live snaps. You know, he just looked like Marcus. He tries to do things the right way and works hard. And he's in a battle. See what happens there at that position.
And, you know, another guy with experience but not at that position, Patrick, kind of how has he come along?
He's done some okay things. I mean, he's done some good things. He's a big physical guy. I think he's going to look much better when you play a lot of 11-on-11. You know, some of the freshmen are going to look better in shorts with quickness and feet and that kind of thing, but when you start actually playing football, I think he's going to be hard to tackle. I think he'll be a physical blocker, and certainly he'll help us. He's going to play. Now, will he be the starter? I have no idea. But he'll play.
Coy Searcy, who's tomorrow night for the Wolves down there. Can you tell us if you've seen anything out of him yet?
I think Quay is, he's done some good things as well. He's very athletic. He's good with the ball. He's a good receiver. He's got to work on some other facets and get better. But Quay's going to play a bunch. Yeah, he's definitely going to be in the A-back rotation. He's going to play a bunch.
How's the right guard situation look today?
Well, when we hadn't met as a staff, I'll get their interpretation. I've got my own. We'll talk through it. It's a work in progress. Let's just put it that way. That would be a kind way to say it. A work in progress.
you mentioned Kandarius a little bit ago. First, what side is he playing on, and just how, what have you seen out of him so far?
Defensively, and he plays both sides. I mean, it just depends on which side the formation's called, or the strength's called. He can play both.
You see him competing for a spot to play a lot this
He's got a chance to get in the rotation. There's, you know, Keyshawn Freeman is probably one end, and you've got Rook and possibly Pat Gamble who could play the other end. Pat's kind of a wild card in there. He can play both. Then you've got some young guys. You've got Antonio Simmons has done some things at the end. You got the Mayweather kid that's competing. You got Anthony, the freshman, is competing. There's several guys in there that can kind of fill Kandarius, that can fill different roles that could end up playing. Now, probably when I start naming guys, I always leave one out or two out.
Coach Bohannon's getting started up at Kennesaw State. How much do you keep in touch with him?
I talked to him before their camp started. I laughed the other day. He called me. And he's like, it's a little bit harder when you've got to make the final decision. He was talking about discipline and stuff. But I think they're excited. I'm sure that, you know, they got their thing and they're going just like we are, 100 miles an hour. I haven't talked to him since camp, so. But we talk occasionally. I talk to Coach Monk, and I talk to all those guys occasionally, you know. Sometimes if something comes up, ask my opinion, and sometimes we just call and talk.
Anything else for Coach Johnson? All right, Coach, appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Thank you.